Guess what day it is, Alex?
It's hump day.
Oh, man, if you want to say that, it's kind of played out. I was going to say it's Wednesday. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the 1st of May, and, well, you can always be part of our conversations, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539, because this is going to sound gross. I'll admit it, but I think it can open up a broader topic of the cheapest things that you've done to save money, because I'm the cheapest man in the world, and I don't mind that title, even though I know everybody talks about it behind my back, so be it.
But Joe loves to cut corners.
I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had tons of money, I'd love and love and love to blow it. But I got bills to pay and debt to get rid of. So until then, I'm going to start doing what this mom did. A mom claimed, she admitted, that she feeds her son roadkill to save money.
Oh, man, that is wild.
A mom revealed that she feeds roadkill to her 3-year-old son, but insists she would never serve anything that's been squished. This mom named Laura is a former marketing assistant, and she said she needed some money when she quit work, so she serves her family deer, rabbit, pheasant, and anything else, even electrocuted pigeon that she found.
Oh, my word.
I mean, here's my thing. People like wild game. Like, I've had venison, which is deer meat. It tastes fine. Pork chops looks like he's about to puke over there, so I feel like he would not be down with this, but
I worry about the how long something's been sitting out. Like, you know, if you kill it, you're a hunter, you kill a deer, you're immediately taking it home, skinning it, preserving it, whatever you do. I've never hunted.
I assume, Alex, that's a good point, because you do not want to get sick. I assume in that she's actually, like, getting it when it's fresh. I agree. If there's flies buzzing around it, it's like stuck in the road. Maybe not, but if it's just like, oh, I got hit one time, we're okay.
Yeah, I mean,
let it go.
Scraping it up, like, with a shovel?
I did not see that in the article that I read. But I hope she has a plan in place. I wouldn't want to touch that with my hands. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's survival. It's meat. You kill it. You drag it home. But that's just one example. You can comment on that. But I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, whether it's you or somebody you know, probably like an old frugal family member, what do they do to save money? I'll go back to this, and I will not say if I do this now or not, but before I met my wife, Lindsay, probably, gosh, 8-10 years ago, I was a single dude, and there was a Jimmy John's right across the street from the radio station I worked at when I was in Michigan. And every day, without fail, I would always get like a No. 9 Italian nightclub, and I might get a drink, I might not. Now, they had napkins that you just picked for yourself, and I was cheap. I didn't want to pay for toilet paper. So what I would do is I'd get a big, like, inch or two thick of Jimmy John's, because, you know, got that vinaigrette stuff all up in your face. So I would grab those napkins, and then I would also, at the time they were doing, I guess, like, collector cups, but not like special editions. Like, they had plastic cups that you could take compared to the paper ones. So these actually could be washed out. So at one time I had like 18 or 20 Jimmy John cups as my my dining things. And like when people would come over to use the bathroom, I had Jimmy John's napkins.
You know, that's honestly not, I don't know if that, if you did at least purchase something from them, I don't think it's stealing.
No.
So it's not too bad.
I don't know if it makes you think it's worse or not, but the actual napkins, I mean, I guess you could use them for that, but I use them for toilet paper.
Ooh,
I don't think
that
I,
sounds scratchy.
Well, you know what? It's better than one ply. Here's where Jimmy John's comes in. If you're wondering and using this at home, it's a mixture between 1 and 2 ply.
Everybody always sleeps on the Dollar Tree and Dollar General, and I just got to tell you, all of my glassware, all of my like kitchen utensils, not my silverware, but like spatulas and whisks and all that kind of stuff, pie cutters, whatever, kitchen scissors, everything I have came from the Dollar Tree.
Section of Disney.
My pans, my like sheet pans for the oven came from Dollar Tree. Like, you can get so much stuff there. So that's probably the cheapest thing that I have done. And my glasses and everything, they're great. They're fine. Wine glasses, all that. I got it all there, $1 each. And then I don't know if you remember this, Joe, but like maybe 2 years ago, we had a girl call into the show and say that she's really cheap and she is a hair cutter. Like, she's a cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. And that, remember, she said that she collects the hair after she cuts it, like the hair that falls on the floor, and she takes it home and she like stuffs pillows and stuff.
I was
going to
say, didn't she make pillows out of it?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, that does sound gross, but if you didn't know about it, Liv, would it really be that gross? Because
yes.
If you don't know what's in there, like, there's feathers inside of pillows sometimes.
Dude, that girl is a serial killer. I'm telling you,
it's
what.
Hair. It's not like doo-doo.
No, that's insane.
All right.
My sister and her husband, they're super cheap. They don't even use a Keurig.
So how do they make their coffee?
Like the old-fashioned way.
Well, that's
like
not
the
cheap.
Pot.
That's not cheap.
Oh, they're going to say something wild.
Like the big, no, but like they, you know, like the big tub where you scoop the
yeah, you scoop the thing of coffee
tons
out
of
there.
People do that.
Yeah, like my grandma does that.
Well.
Liv is such a millennial. She doesn't have a Keurig.
I can't believe it. They're like seriously struggling. It's tough times in their house. I'm worried about them.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.